Hey, Don, you look all bummed out.
Yael, I'm having the worst day. I overslept and then had a flat tire. And now Mike, the engineer, is smirking at me.
No, he's not.
He is.
Don, you're demonstrating what's known as a pessimistic response bias. Because you're anxious about other things, you're assuming that ambiguous events like Mike's smile...
Smirk.
Smiles can be negative, too. And you're not alone. A study suggests that even rats exhibit similar behavior.
Rats can be pessimists?
Apparently, they can assume novel events are going to be positive or negative. You see, scientists trained rats to respond to two different tones. If they pressed a lever in response to one tone, they got a food pellet.
So that was a positive.
And when they heard the other tone and pressed the lever, they heard an unpleasant noise. So here, they learned not to press the lever to avoid a negative event.
Okay.
Then, scientists moved half the rats into housing conditions that changed unpredictably. For example, the cages were unfamiliar, or lights went on at unusual times. Then they tested the rats to see how they responded to a novel tone that fell between the positive and the negative tones. And guess what?
The rats from unstable environments were less likely to press the lever?
Right. When the rats heard the novel tone, they were less likely than the rats from the stable housing to associate the novel tone with food and press the lever. The next step, of course, is to study the brain processes involved here more thoroughly.
Wow, I feel better already. Now, where's my lever?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.